This is Takedown. I'm Scott Casper. This special interview is brought to you by the Greater Des Moines Convention and Visitors Bureau, the home of the 2013 NCAA Championships of College Wrestling. Let's head out east. Let's go to Massachusetts, if we might. Bridgewater State University Athletics Director John Harper announced today that former BSU standout grappler Tim Ferreira has been named as the Bears' new head coach. He joins us now in what is his new and his first head coaching position. Tim, or should I say coach, how are you?
I'm doing great. How's Iowa?
And Iowa's awesome, dude, as always. You know, it's a great place to be from and a great place to travel home to. How about that? Tim, congratulations on your new job. It's a big step for you. It's a great step for the university, inviting one of their own Bears back. Talk to us about the initial contact from the university. What was that like?
Well, it was definitely exciting. You know, anytime you get a chance to go back to your alma mater, you know, you always really try not to get your hopes up too much because you never know what's going to happen. But when it became, you know, more and more realistic that I could get the head coaching job, it was just really exciting because I love the school. I went there. I actually was an assistant there for 3 years, and I'm just really happy to be back.
You let's take people back over the last couple of years. Tell them where you were and what kind of effect you had on another program. This one was a really new program.
Yeah, last year I was at Roger Williams University, it's actually in Rhode Island, and we had a great season. I worked with Coach Egan, who is, he was in his first year as coach at Roger Williams. And I loved learning from him. I learned a lot, and it was just a great experience for me. And I think I'm more ready to be a head coach now that I did that. Staying at Bridgewater, where I was the three previous years, would have been great too. But I think getting that year out of the school and learning different ways to do different things and how other programs are run really helped me along in my head coaching career.
You know, John was getting his feet wet too, and got Pilgrim League Coach of the Year. Well, any strong coach will tell you that he's only as strong as those around him, whether that's his team, whether that's the coaching staff, the administration, or whoever. But he gives a lot of credit where credit's due. And the great performance you guys had, 12-5, three academic All-Americans, 11th in nation in team GPA, which I love. A national qualifier position, Pilgrim League Coach of the Year. All these things go to talk a bit about, you know, the strength of his staff, the team, its belief in the direction, and the university allowing the athletic department to say, hey, you know what, coach, do what you do. That's why we hired you. So now you take from this that great opportunity and great education, bring it back to where you went to school. John did a great job with you. Now you have an opportunity to make that same kind of an impact, but on a program of your own. How special is that for you?
Well, it's great. Just because I remember as a wrestler being at Bridgewater and how much it meant to me. So I know what it means to the kids on the team. And I know all the kids who go there are going to be, you know, really excited to get the, you know, hopefully they're excited to have me back, but really excited just to get the season started. I've been emailing with the kids the last week, and all everybody's saying to me is, I can't wait for October. I can't wait for October.
Why wait? Let's get after it right now. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I'd love it. Trust me. I'd love to have a practice today.
I don't think that's in the rule books. But you know what? We can open the doors and let them just filter in.
If the doors are open, it's not my fault.
Yeah. All right, Coach, I got to ask you, you know, coming back to the Bears family, Director of Athletics John Harper made it very clear. He called you an outstanding competitor and a student, but of greatest importance to him and to BSU was the fact that you're an excellent leader. Does that embarrass you at all, or are you proud of that? I got to believe you're pretty proud.
I'm pretty proud of it, just that somebody like Mr. Harper would say that about me. He's been the AD for over 20 years at Bridgewater, so it means a lot that, you know, all the coaches that have gone through there, that he would say that he feels I'm an excellent leader and a good leader for the program. I'm definitely not embarrassed by that. No.
I love it. So that's a wrestler who stands up. What he knows is right. Our guest, Tim Ferreira, is a brand new head coach of the Bears head wrestling, or head excuse me, the Bears Wrestling Program at BSU. You're going to find that in Massachusetts. I'm Scott Casper. This is Takedown. Our goal here is to talk a bit about young man that he was and the coach he has become. And while I said that you fit in as a student, you're also going to fit in as a coach of student athletes. This campus is nothing new to you. There are 10,000 strong. And, you know, Bridgewater is not that far from your home in Danbury, Connecticut. This is where you seem to thrive. You did really well at Roger Williams University. As an athlete on that very same campus, you were able to compile 104 wins, which ranks fourth all time at Bridgewater. That is not something that's necessarily easy to coach. Can you talk to us about taking a young man from zero to 104?
Well, the most important step in developing a student athlete is using both those words. I think sometimes we focus too much on the athlete. If you can build a person, a good person who's a hard worker, then the wins will come. If you only focus on the wrestling, which obviously you want everybody to win every single match. I want every kid on my team to go undefeated. That's not realistic, obviously, but working on the person, not so much the wrestler. Because if you're a better person, you work harder, you'll get more wins, and et cetera. So it's a trickle-down effect. But if all you care about is winning that next match and not becoming a better person, then what's it for? Everybody at Bridgewater State who's on the wrestling team is there to get education and to wrestle, not just one. And that's something we're really going to stress. And that leads to more wins. You know, better. A lot of times, the better student you are, you'll work harder in wrestling, you'll work harder in school, and you'll get more wins, and your grades will go up. So that's the most important thing to me.
Forbes magazine, you know, in your backyard, came out with a beautiful article and talks about why wrestlers make the best employees. In other words, why they are recruited so heavily. That's quite a compliment to the sport that you and I love. Mm-hmm. But what does that mean to you in terms of recruiting? What is that? Is that like an endorsement of what you've held close as far as a belief all these years?
Absolutely. This past year at Roger Williams, we had three seniors. All three of them have jobs. And that's
already
one of the things. Yeah, we're really, really proud of them. Two of them are engineers at Electric Boat in Connecticut, and the other one's going into Special Forces. And we couldn't be more proud of those guys. They're going to be successful no matter what they do. And part of that is how hard they worked in school and how hard they worked at wrestling. And that's definitely something, you know, you can have 150 wins in your college career. If you don't go to class, if you don't do the right things, what's it mean? But you can show an employer, I can balance school and wrestling. You can balance both by being an academic All-American or having good grades and being a good wrestler. That's really important to people. If I go into an interview with somebody who's never heard of wrestling, I under 150 wins, like, okay, what else can you do? Mm-hmm. I was an academic All-American. That shows, hey, I can handle two things. I wrestled in college, and I was a really good student. So you go to college to set yourself up for the rest of your life, not just to wrestle, and that's definitely really important. I just saw that article yesterday, and it's a great thing. You know, and I think it's true.
It'd be different if we were telling. Wouldn't it be different if we were telling the story to Forbes? I mean, Forbes is telling the story to us.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, that they came out with the article. Not it wasn't, you know, wrestling. You know, any wrestling website. It was Forbes. So.
That's right. Well, that just lends credence to everything that most of us in wrestling believe about the athletes that work their way through the hardest sport known to man, the greatest sport known to man, the oldest sport known to man. You've already got your schedule set, Coach. It starts November 10th at Roger Williams Invitational. And I said that a little too fast. Roger Williams Invitational. Coincidentally, how will it feel to return with your own squad?
Excuse me?
How will it feel to return to Roger Williams with your own squad?
You know, that's going to be a little weird just because anytime, you know, wrestling, you get so close. You spend so much time together. And so all the guys on the team, I mean, I love those guys on the team, and they're going to be really good for years to come. And it would be nice to see them because I'm going to miss them. But I'm back at Bridgewater now, and those are the guys I'm going to focus on. But it will be a little strange walking back in there being a visitor again.
Yeah, I got to believe it is. Now, you've got some great competition, Johnson & Wales, Boston University, Carl Adams,
yep.
American International College. Yellow Jackets, right?
Yes,
and, and the buddy of mine there has been there for quite a while now as the head coach. University of Southern Maine, American International, that's at American International, so it's going to be a doubleheader for you guys, a triangular, if you will. Then it's a little time off, Western New England University, Plymouth State. The reason I'm reading these off, I want to give people an idea how much wrestling there is in a fairly tight geographical area. It's amazing, actually, how tight this conference is. Plus, you guys have the Coast Guard in there, the Coast Guard Academy, Rhode Island, Trinity, and then the championships a little earlier than the D1s, but nonetheless, March 2nd and 3rd, the NEWA championships, and that's going to be hosted. Let's see, who's hosting that this year?
WPI in Worcester.
Okay, in Worcester. Okay. So, I mean, you probably really can't even gauge your expectations yet. But, you know, once you meet with that team, once you have that contact with those guys, I got to believe you're going to be able to assess strengths and weaknesses pretty quick, right?
Yeah, oh, absolutely. I mean, I have the advantage that I did coach pretty much anybody who's not a freshman coming in this year, all the upperclassmen, because I was at Bridgewater. And so all the guys who are juniors and seniors, I know pretty well. And so I have a pretty good feel for who's on
That's
the team
great.
And where our talent is.
Well, at least it's not like a fresh slate for them or for you, so the senior leadership is going to be endorsing not only your return but your coaching style as well. What does it mean to you to be a Bear? What does it mean to be a Bridgewater State Bear?
I mean, it means a lot. The thing we always say at Bridgewater is it's a great day to be a Bear, and you can say that any day. It's pretty corny, but
I don't think
you know,
so. I think it's wonderful.
But, you know, the thing that we do, and I think if you talk to the other teams in our conference, we just have good, hard-nosed wrestlers. You know, we don't have always the top talent, but we have tough, tough kids just like a Bear. And that's what it means. That's how it was when I was in college. When I was in college, we were ranked 15th in the country my senior year. And
nice.
We just had kids from Massachusetts and Connecticut just, you know, going with anybody. We could wrestle the Pennsylvania schools, wrestle the Iowa schools. Didn't matter. We just, you know, good, hard-nosed kids, getting kids in front headlocks and just grinding matches out. And that's what, you know, Bridgewater State is. And that's why I'm proud to be a Bear.
Coach, I got to give you a chance to recognize some of those folks that helped you get to the position where you could not only be offered your first head coaching position, but be able to accept it. Who would you like to thank?
Number one, Jason York, who is the head coach at Bridgewater for the last 4 years. He did a great job. And I know I wouldn't be where I'm at if he hadn't helped me. Obviously, Coach Egan, Roger Williams, but also the athletic director, Roger Williams, Dave Kemmy, who he was the wrestling coach for 22 years at Roger Williams, and now he's the athletic director. And just I learned so much from him this year just on how to be a professional more than how to be a coach. Like, obviously, all the coaching stuff is important, but how to be a professional, how to be in a, you know, more of a leader. And that's all. That's what coaching is. You know, you got to be a leader. So,
you know, you said Dave Kemmy, and then I automatically thought about Eisenhower, Coach Ice. They're guys that have given their lives to this sport in the pursuit of excellence through others. In other words, helping young people achieve what they don't even know they can do. And it's a pretty neat calling, and it's I don't know that we can ever really truly thank our coaches, and we challenge each other periodically, and that, and I'll say this to you, Tim, always, you know, where would you be without your head coach? Where would you be without the coaches in your life? Because they are teachers and some of the best. And sometimes it's easier to teach hands-on than it is through a book, and sometimes the results are exceedingly gratifying. Good job out of you, Tim. I certainly congratulate you on your new position. John Harper did it right. I can't wait to see the results, whether they take place in your first year or over the next 25. I'm looking forward to seeing what you keep giving back to the sport. And when do you actually make the move from Rhode Island to from Newport to Bridgewater, Mass?
It's probably going to be September.
September. Well,
yeah.
Start packing now. Start packing.
I am. I'm getting ready.
Getting the boxes together. I like it.
Yep.
Tim, I appreciate the time. Will you stay in touch?
Yeah, absolutely.
Bridgewater State University has a brand new head coach. He returns as a former Bear himself. Tim Ferrer is the new Bears head wrestling coach, as announced by Bridgewater State University Director of Athletics, John Harper. I'm Scott Casper. This has been a one-on-one, a special one-on-one. I want to thank Coach John Egan as well for helping to make this interview possible. For all of us at Takedown, I'm Scott Casper, wishing you and yours a good one. Thanks for listening.